Great to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. Lots going on. Lots to get to. It's the Joe Pag Show for your Wednesday. An icy Wednesday in South Central Texas. 33 where I am right now. We've got a lot of ice on the trees. A lot of trees breaking. I know that the roads were icy. It's a lot of school being canceled. So we're keeping an eye on that. As we go through the day as well, I'm just seeing where I want to go with the show, because this whole Biden thing interests all of you, and you all have an opinion on it, but there's nothing new. You know what I mean, Carrie? We normally develop a story that I want to talk about on the show. How do you develop it when you get no new information? None.
Well, yeah, that's kind of hard to do, isn't it? Yeah.
I mean, when you get nothing from the White House, nothing from the council, nothing from the DOJ, because remember, when they raided Trump for no reason whatsoever, they laid out all the crap that they found that they thought would be incriminating, took a picture of it, and leaked it to, like, the Washington Post. We don't see anything of Biden other than that commercial that he did where we could see the documents behind the Corvette. Well, I get this from a guy. Here's a guy that clearly can do a better radio talk show than I can, and I probably should either hire him to be a producer or step down and give him the microphone.
Oh, great. One of those. Okay.
For elected officials, there is an intent standard, since it's the archive folks that box everything up. For both Trump and Biden, this is a nothing burger. You're just using this to fill airtime. There are too many more issues out there to worry about this. What? Couple of things. Sparky. You should call it the Sparky Show. I'm going to call him Sparky from now on. Couple of things, Sparky. Number one, President Trump had the right to declassify because he was the president. The Presidential Records Act also covers him because he was the president. Joe Biden wasn't the president. The Presidential Records Act doesn't cover him, and declassification doesn't cover him. He has no right nor legal means to have these documents, period. So, of course, it's a really big deal. It's a really big deal because we also know that his son, who was a drug addict, hopefully he's over it now, but it was on crack and meth and everything else, while these documents were available for many, many years, was living at the house. And then anybody he wanted to come in and out of the house with a bunch of classified documents from our government right there in the garage that we know about. And now they found him in three different places. So if you're making some sort of parallel between Trump and Biden, you're dead wrong. Dead wrong. But if you should start the Sparky Show, and Carrie, he probably should.
Mm-hmm, I think so. Why not?
You can talk about this and just make crap up and act like it's the same thing and it's a nothing burger. But and this is what my response was on Twitter, I think your tweet was a nothing burger. Does that mean?
That's pretty good. No, that was pretty good, actually.
I don't know. Listen, we have tried to at least educate people on how these things work. We've had Mike Davis on many times to talk about the legality of it. We've had many members of the Senate and the House and so on talk about this to try to make sure that we have a really good grasp of it. The left will make people like Sparky believe that they're the exact same thing. Either they're both in trouble or nothing to see here. Where it really is, there's a huge difference. At first, the left completely overstepped, and they said this is way worse what Trump did than what Biden did. Way worse. It was egregious. And remember, for a while, we thought that Trump was selling the nuclear codes to somebody. At the end of the day, what Trump did, legal, perfectly legal. They never should have raided his house. They should apologize, and he should sue them. And what Biden did, not legal by any means. There is no way on earth that his having these documents is a legal thing unless Barack Obama at the time declassified them. Unless Barack Obama comes out now and says, I declassify them. And guess who's not coming out and saying that? Barack Obama. No, he's busy talking about Tyre Nichols and how the five black former officers who have been charged with second-degree murder now are somehow the face of white supremacy in America. So keep on tweeting, Sparky, because I don't think you're getting a radio show anytime soon. Is that mean, Carrie? I don't think that's mean, is it?
No, probably not. Not for Sparky. I think
there are way more important things to talk about. Maybe I can call Sparky. Hey, is this Sparky? What should we talk about today? We can do that.
No, let's not do that. I think you do okay by yourself. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, then. Let me go to Patrick, who's in California. Patrick, what's going on? Hi.
Can you hear me?
I can. What's going on, Patrick? Let's go.
Hey, nothing. I'll let you know that I've been serving the DOD for 44 years, holding security clearance.
Okay.
And if I have one document that was misplaced or lost, my security clearance would be immediately put under adjudication. And at that time, I couldn't handle any classified until that investigation/process would be completed. So if that's the case, how come Biden is still getting classified documents.
Well, I mean, he shouldn't have them. He should never have had them to begin with. He couldn't even see them. As the vice president, he had no right to even see them.
I understand. Even today, his clearance should be under adjudication, and if it was, he couldn't be a sitting president. Because he wouldn't have a security
point.
Clearance.
It's a very good point. Patrick, okay. I appreciate you calling in and making that clarification. Although, when you become the president, he had to pass security clearance, but they obviously didn't know that he had all this stuff. But when you're the president, you're like the ultimate declassifier. So he can do anything he wants when it comes to security. Unless, of course, he's brought up on charges and found guilty of breaking the law when it comes to secure documents. Interesting point, though. He should not have classification because he has these documents. Let me go to Steve in Michigan. I just dropped it. Steve, are you still there? No, I lost Steve. He'll probably call back, Sam. Carrie, before the break, we had a guy call in and say that they're trying to get Biden out of the way to make Kamala Harris the first female, or maybe the first black female president. Mm-hmm. And I said, probably not, because people really don't want Kamala Harris, who is extremely patronizing, who is somebody who absolutely, her own party gave her 3% of the vote when they were doing the primaries. And I mentioned this thing with the astronauts and going into space and NASA. Yeah. If you can, because I know people are reacting to this pretty harshly, fill people in on what she did yesterday.
Oh, yeah. From Fox News, Vice President Kamala Harris created what many considered another awkward and uncomfortable public moment when speaking about space travel Tuesday. Harris took part in a Congressional Space Medal of Honor ceremony to honor former NASA astronauts Douglas Hurley and Robert Behnken. On behalf of President Biden, Harris commended the men for their experience, particularly their mission aboard the first astronaut manned capsule in almost a decade, which she enthusiastically described, quote, which brings me to May 30th, 2020. Bob and Doug returned to the Kennedy Space Center. They suited up, they waved to their families, and they rode an elevator nearly...
No, stop.
20 stories.
No, you got to read it like she read it. You got to say it like she said it.
I am, actually.
No, this you're really her, not. I know these are her words. Did you see her say it?
No.
Oh, it was ridiculous. I got to see if I can find it then, because is there a video on that story?
No. Darn I just have the quote.
Because I have to, but no, when you hear it, you'll understand what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to find that. Sam, Monica, see if you can find Kamala Harris talking about space. Go ahead and finish what she said. Start the quote over if you don't mind. Finish what she said. Then I'm going to play it when I get a hold of it. Go ahead.
All right. Which brings me to May 30th, 2020. Bob and Doug returned to the Kennedy Space Center. They suited up, they waved to their families, and they rode an elevator up nearly 20 stories. They strapped into their seats and waited as the tanks beneath filled with tens of thousands of gallons of fuel, and then they launched. Yeah, they did, Harris said with a laugh.
I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And again, the way that you just said it was so much better than the way that she said it.
Okay. I didn't hear that. I'd like to hear it, though, because they are calling it very patronizing. She was roasted on Twitter for that.
She giggles in between. She just, like, I don't know, points at somebody, goes, it's weird. It is completely weird. Go ahead.
Townhall.com columnist Derek Hunter, he tweeted this. Who is she speaking to? I have to assume it's a group of 3-year-old closed head injury sufferers, right? So, okay.
Let me see. I think I have it here from the Daily Wire.
Okay.
Let me see if I can put this up on the screen, because I think people will really enjoy this. I got to be honest with you. So let me start this up. Let me see if I can go full screen with it. I want to show it to the people who are watching as well as let them hear it. Because, Carrie, what you just did was read it like a normal person would. But you have to understand, we're not dealing with a normal person here. Here we go.
Which brings me to May 30th, 2020. Bob and Doug returned to the Kennedy Space Center. They suited up. They waved to their families. And they rode an elevator up nearly 20 stories. They strapped in to their seats and waited as the tanks beneath them filled with tens of thousands of gallons of fuel. And then they launched. Yeah, they did.
Yeah, I was way off on that one.
That's why I said read it like she did.
Yeah. It sounds like it's story time, actually, the way...
What is wrong with her?
She said that. And what's so funny about... that. I don't know, but okay.
They went up nearly 20 stories in an elevator. The tank with thousands of gallons of fuel. Uh-huh. They did. What the? You know what I mean?
I can't do that. Yeah, I can't do that.
And you know she's not that nice because everybody who works for her keeps quitting. And nobody wanted her to be the president. For some reason, they hand her the vice presidency, and this is what she does every time. I don't understand it. Like somebody said, you've got to be more, what, relatable? That's not relatable. Not even for a second. I would rather she goes out there and just says it like she would. Yeah, they got in the spacecraft at 10,000 gallons of fuel. It was amazing. They went up into space. Woo, let's celebrate those guys. That would be normal. But instead, we get this weird, she's trying to be, I don't know, Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. I don't get it. It's very, very disconcerting, to be honest with you. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. Steve is back in Michigan. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how are you?
That polo. See, you know, and here's what bothers me, Carrie.
Yeah.
I accidentally hung up on Steve earlier when I tried to take him.
Yeah.
Steve, good guy in Michigan, calling his buddy Joe. Dials back in, we screen the call, get him lined up. I feel bad. We're already late for a break, but I'm going to take Steve anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel bad Steve didn't get on. Not a sentence in, he's dropping the S-bomb.
Yeah. The first line, actually.
The poor guy. So, yeah. Like, there was his chance. That was his chance. Yeah. 888. 941-7247, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. We're back after this.
Joe Pags.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Great to have you, the Joe Pag Show for your Wednesday. Lots going on. Next hour is going to be Senator Rand Paul. He says, of course, Joe Biden is going to negotiate about the debt ceiling. Biden says, there is no way I'm going to negotiate, period. That's it. And he also says, if any of these bills get to my desk, I'll veto them. I'll veto them. I don't know why he keeps doing that. Number nine. We're number nine. China's number eight. And China's number two. Nobody seemed to understand that one yesterday. Nobody but nobody could understand the number game with Joe Biden.
You have to pick one, though.
I will veto it. What? Dude, stop. It's like he's saying, I see dead people. You know, it just takes me back to that every time. It's very, very odd. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. He keeps on telling this story about how he rode the train over a million miles. There is literally no evidence that he rode the train anywhere near a million miles. But he tells this story where he gets on the train and there was a guy on the train on Amtrak. Then he names the guy who said, yeah, it's a big deal. And Biden said, well, what do you mean, Bobby? Where the hell the guy's name was? Well, you know, we added it up. You've traveled over a million miles. Now, Biden says that happened when he was, I don't know, when he was still a senator or something. But it turns out the guy, like, retired in 1993. And there's no way he rode the train anywhere near that. But then he keeps telling it as if he was told that when he was the vice president, which, of course, happened in 2009. So I'm confused. And the guy died in 2014. So I don't know. He keeps telling the story as if it happened. I feel like he keeps telling the story that he got arrested going to see Mandela in South Africa, which never happened. It just never happened. It just didn't. So, I mean, I'm not sure what... we'll veto it. Oh, my God. And isn't there anybody who can tell him, hey, Joe, maybe don't do that. Maybe don't do the whispering thing. I guess he thinks it's effective. Now, I remember watching Joe Biden give speeches for years. I remember how disgusting he was as the chairman of the Judiciary Committee in the Senate that was approving Clarence Thomas. And he never did that whispering weird thing. He acted stupidly because he's a stupid guy. But he never did that. Well, I don't know where he got that thing from. And then let me get really, really fake like a mad here. And that's going to do it as well. That's going to also fix it. I don't get any of that, to be honest with you. But yeah, he keeps on telling these stories that just don't make any sense. Nobody says anything. And then if you do get close enough to him to ask a question, you see what he did yesterday, grabbed the umbrella and the hand of the reporter and got like right in her face. The whole thing's weird. The whole thing's just very weird. And by the way, you notice that his Rehoboth house it's on the water. And then there's another house on the water too where Hunter was in Wilmington that Hunter was renting. And they're both on the water. Kerry, I don't know. I mean, the Obamas have a house on Martha's Vineyard on the water. Mm-hmm. And they also have a house. They're building an $8 million house or something in Hawaii on the water.
Right.
You think they believe in climate change?
I think that's what they want you to think about them.
But if all the ice melts and the water rises...
Well, then we're going to be in trouble, right?
Well, what would happen to their homes? All these... Why they
keep gone?
I'd figured that they would build it on top of a mountain in Colorado. Why would they build it on the water? That's weird. What do you think they know? Because they keep on telling us to stop like eating beef and don't fart anymore.
Maybe there is no such thing as that.
And eat bugs and stuff. Hmm. I'm going to put it out there. If they believe that it's happening, what a waste of money on these houses. What a horrible waste of money. I'm just starting to think they don't believe it. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Got to remind you about the Thunderstorm from EdenPure. It's a great air purifier. It uses proven oxy technology. It quickly destroys viruses, odors, mold, and so much more. With over 265,000 of these units sold, you know that it works. We've got three or four in the house. Carrie, I should probably count how many I have because I'm not sure if it's three or four.
I don't know why. I mean, you should.
At some point, when I get home through the ice, I'll figure it out. Any smell is going to vanish after just a few seconds with the thunderstorm being on. Odors from litter boxes, trash cans, cigarette smoke, dirty diapers, and more are no match. The powerful thunderstorm sends out O3 molecules, which seek out and destroy odors. These molecules even go behind and under furniture. Nothing can hide from the thunderstorm. Save some money right now by using my code when you go to EdenPureDeals.com. You can save $200 on an EdenPure Thunderstorm 3-pack. For the entire home protection, get three units for under $200. Put one in your basement, your bedroom, your family room, kitchen, wherever you need it. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Use code PAGS, P-A-G-S, to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code is P-A-G-S and save $200. Plus, you get free shipping as well. You had something shipped today, huh? Was that today that you got it?
It was. And what a nice surprise. Thank you so much. I even posted about it on Facebook, too, about you.
Did you tell them how nice I was to make that happen?
I did, yes, because I know you're probably getting tired of me complaining because my chocolate voice mug, I had broken it, and you sent me another one today, which is very, very nice.
As much as I would like to take credit for it, I was surprised when I saw the picture.
Oh, so you didn't order it,
did I'm you? Guessing Sam probably came through for the chocolate voice.
Oh, nice.
And now, listen, I could have been a jerk and just taken credit for it just now, but when I saw it, I was like, who the hell spent that money on Carrie getting another...
Well, thank you, Sam. I appreciate it.
I'm glad you got it, and I'm glad that you're going to enjoy it. Can you do me a favor and not break this one? It's got your face on it. What's the matter with you?
I know. I'm going to really, really try. I will be having my coffee tomorrow in that mug.
Nice. 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Coming back.
You're listening to Joe Pags.